This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Hello and welcome to another edition of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please be aware that the following content is not real news, but instead is humorous material intended for your enjoyment. Starting this week's stories in politics as Joe Biden given human food as birthday treat. After bending the rules with a celebratory serving in honor of his special day, White House officials confirmed Wednesday that President Joe Biden had been given human food as a birthday treat. Quote, "I know he's not technically supposed to eat this kind of stuff, but we figure once in a while, on a special occasion, a ground beef patty on a sesame seed bun can't be too bad for him," said White House Executive Chief Eric Akins, slyly explaining how his team decided to bypass the pre-planned feeding schedule advised by the medical staff who oversee the president's strict diet. Quote, "Whenever we give him a little taste of what's on the table, he goes wild for it. Sometimes human food upsets his stomach, so we might pay for it later, but every birthday boy needs a treat. We'll even put a little candle on top of the hamburger patty for him. Who knows how many birthdays the little guy has left?" According to sources, the chef completed the president's birthday plate by sneaking an antifungal pill beneath the pile of mashed potatoes. Next, Biden authorizes Ukraine to use long-range weapons on him. "I'm ready, man," declares weary president. Explaining that this represented the end of the line and he simply wished to go out with a bang, President Joe Biden announced Monday that he had authorized Ukraine to use long-range weapons on him. Quote, "Effective immediately, I'm giving Ukraine military the support needed for them to carry out a precision long-range strike that would put me out of my misery," said the visibly depleted commander-in-chief, who described how the U.S. provided Army Tactical Missile Systems, or ATCMS, would provide Ukraine's forces with a crucial edge in wiping him off the map after years of a grinding existence. Quote, "It has been a long road to get here. Frankly, I'm tired. So, so tired. All I want to do is go away forever. A missile launched over 5,500 miles from Eastern Europe would do that exactly. So launch the strike, Vladimir. You'll be doing me a favor, all right? 10, 9, 8. At press time, Biden was spotted waving his arms as he stepped onto the White House lawn and looked expectantly toward the sky. Next, Trump nods vacantly as Elon Musk rattles off 10th consecutive video game recommendation. Responding with visible exhaustion as the tech entrepreneur mentioned yet another of what he considered must-play titles, President-elect Donald Trump reportedly nodded vacantly Friday after Elon Musk rattled off his 10th consecutive video game recommendation. Quote, "Uh-huh, so I should try, what was it again, Elon? Elden Ring? No, I haven't heard of that one," said a depleted Trump, who merely added, "Absolutely, they're all fantastic," when Musk asked him if he thought he would rather play as a spellcaster or bandit, and who then sighed and stared into the middle distance. Quote, "So you said Overwatch, and then both Diablo 4 and Diablo 2, but definitely not Diablo 3. Wow. I've sure got my work cut out for me. Someone write that down, all right? And yeah, Bioshock. I think we got it." At press time, Trump had responded to Musk's offer to buy him his own Steam Deck by telling the billionaire that he had just remembered a very important meeting that he needed to take alone. Next, Trump locks bathroom door so Elon Musk can't follow him in. Admitting that ever since he joined the campaign trail, the billionaire tech mogul had refused to leave him alone. President-elect Donald Trump reportedly locked the bathroom door Tuesday, so Elon Musk couldn't follow him in again. Quote, "All right, Elon, out." An audibly frustrated Trump had said moments earlier, as he stood up from the toilet and grabbed Musk by the scruff to throw him out, the SpaceX founder having barged in through the slightly ajar door, sat at his feet, stared into his eyes, and loudly whined. Quote, "Bad Elon. You know the bed, the couch, and the toilet are off limits. Now go to your kennel and lie down. Or do you want to get hit with the newspaper again?" At press time, sources confirmed Trump had sent Musk to be neutered after he got out of his crate and impregnated dozens of female aides. Next, Trump boys get weird feeling after Uncle Elon shows them busty anime cat girl. Blushing, short of breath, and unable to look away from the image, the Trump boys told reporters Thursday that they had got a weird feeling after their Uncle Elon showed them a picture of a busty anime cat girl. Quote, "Uncle Elon called us over to look at his phone, made us promise not to tell anybody, and then showed us his special pictures of the cat girl," said Eric Trump, who confided that he and his brother felt like they were doing something really bad, but at the same time, it felt really good. Quote, "I always thought girls like Tiffany were gross, but this was different. It was like a pretty girl who had cat ears, fur, a tail, and really big boobies. You could see the nipples and everything. I felt all warm down there, and my stomach was full of buzzlebees, and I didn't like it. But then, when Uncle Elon said he needed to be alone and tried to take the picture away, we got really upset and got mad." At press time, Eric and Donald Jr. were reportedly on the ground wrestling each other over who would get to be the cat girl's boyfriend first. Next, RFK Jr. vows to ban soaps that smell so good you eat a little. Promising to end what he called a war on public health by the federal government, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nominee to oversee the Department of Health and Human Services, vowed Monday to ban all soaps that smell so good you eat a little. Quote, "Big soap companies have been poisoning and deceiving American consumers for decades with these aromatic soaps that really, really convince you a small nibble might actually taste good," said Kennedy, who promised to declassify all hidden government data about how soap scents like blackberry sage and summer citrus can entice you to lick a corner of the bar, even though it ultimately just tastes like soap. Quote, "Insiders have been peddling the lies that these apple cinnamon soaps aren't dangerous, but I know firsthand how bad they actually taste. There has been a war on America's taste buds perpetrated by these companies that lie to you with delicious smells that sometimes even drive people to take a second bite just in case the first one wasn't big enough to really get the flavor. They dress up these soaps in enticing colors and make them smell like delicious pumpkin pie without ever telling people what they do to your body. And this goes for all fruit-scented candles, cleaning products, and markers." Kennedy added that while he plans to crack down on misleading soaps, lotions like coconut that would obviously taste good because they are made with natural ingredients will still be considered safe. Next, who is Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles? President-elect Donald Trump has announced that campaign co-chair Susie Wiles will serve as the White House chief of staff. The Onion takes a look at the political strategist's background and credentials. First, her favorite meeting time, 10:45 a.m. Eyes, soulless but not dead yet. Nickname Trump uses when she's not around? Paula Deen. Tax bracket? Looking up. Go-to phone game during Trump rallies? Candy Crush. Friends? A liability. Vacation style? Grumpy on the beach. Celebrity crush? Stephen Miller. Words to live by. Stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about. And finally, abortions. 1979, 1981, 1989, and 1992. And next, what to know about the 4B movement. The South Korean radical feminist 4B movement, in which women swear off marriage, childbirth, dating men, and sex with men, has sparked intense conversations among Americans on social media. Here is what you need to know about 4B. First question, how did the 4B movement start? It was developed in South Korea by a group of women who watched Bridget Jones' Diary and realized men are more trouble than they're worth. Why is it gaining popularity after the election? Just a coincidence. Who are its members? Thousands of women who haven't seen you in that sleeveless hoodie yet. Isn't the Korean 4B movement virulently transphobic and homophobic? That's a typical male question. Who benefits the most from this movement? The 2028 Vance presidential campaign. Why are Americans joining the 4B movement? To improve TikTok engagement for women everywhere. And finally, what can men do to help? Whatever they're doing now is already helping increase membership just fine. Next, sweating RFK Jr. performs self-surgery to extract Big Mac from stomach. After being forced to eat McDonald's on the private jet of President-elect Donald Trump, a visibly sweaty Robert F. Kennedy Jr. reportedly performed surgery on himself this weekend to extract a Big Mac from his stomach. Quote, "I have to cut the McDonald's out before it attacks my other organs," said the nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services, taking a big swig from a bottle of raw milk to calm his nerves, dumping the rest of it onto his stomach to sterilize the incision point, and then biting down on his belt to mute his own screams as he dragged a scalpel across his skin. Quote, "I can feel it spreading. I must work quickly. It's vital that I retrieve every last sesame seed from inside my digestive tract before I succumb to the poison. Even the lettuce has been tainted by the oils and must be removed." At press time, reports confirmed Kennedy had brought the scalpel up to his heart after learning the special sauce had entered his bloodstream. Next, Nazi march condemned for not procuring proper permits. Receiving widespread condemnation from residents and government officials alike, the neo-Nazi march that took place in Ohio's capital on Saturday was slammed for not procuring the proper permits. Quote, "This is not the kind of nation we are. This is a country where we go down to City Hall and complete all the proper forms before parading through the street with red masks and swastika flags," said 53-year-old Jillian Fisher, who has resided in the city for decades, adding that she was horrified by seeing such a blatantly unsanctioned event. Quote, "It's absolutely disgusting that anyone would fail to go through the appropriate bureaucratic channels like this in the year 2024. If I wanted to strike fear into the hearts of my Jewish neighbors, I would pay $110 first like a true American," At press time, the neo-Nazis had apologized for making the harmful assumption that people would just be excited to have a parade. Next. NASA finds potential link between extraterrestrials' giant metal claw picking up Earth. Urging the public to remain skeptical until the object could be studied further, NASA officials confirmed during a press conference Wednesday that there was a potential link between extraterrestrials and the giant metal claw currently picking up the Earth. Quote, "We believe that the mechanical three-pronged hand recently spotted clasped around the Arctic may be controlled by intelligent beings via a sort of joystick," said NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who urged more research to determine whether the enormous claw is alien-made or a natural phenomena. Quote, "Our radar has picked up signals that sound like, oh goddammit, try again. But that could simply be cosmic noise. The planet has been dragged through the solar system several times recently, suggesting that whoever or whatever is doing this really wants Earth and has enough credits to keep trying until it succeeds." At press time, the Earth was reportedly plummeting through space toward a large pile of other planets. Next. Office shooter too grossed out to kick down door of lactation room. Stalled in panic after his planned rampage hit an unexpected snag, area office shooter Zachary Carter was reportedly too grossed out on Friday to kick down the door of his workplace's lactation room. Quote, "Oh God, yuck. I feel like I can smell the lactation. I don't know if I can do this," said the pale and queasy Carter, his sweaty grip loosening on his firearm as he gagged at the mere thought of a nursing mother using a breast pump inside the very room before him. Quote, "What if someone's lactating in there right now? I was ready to bust in and start shooting, but I don't want to go in there if there's breast milk everywhere. Ooh, that's nasty. Why can't they just do that shit at home?" Press time, upon realizing he had probably already touched some of the same doorknobs as lactating women, Carter promptly shot himself in the head. Next. Juul unveils new e-solvent can for Huffers. Expanding its offerings beyond traditional vapes, Juul Labs announced Tuesday it had begun selling e-solvents, a new product it would market toward Huffers. Quote, "With Juul's new e-solvents, hanging out with your other Huffer buddies by the dumpster behind Walmart just got a lot more fun," said CEO K.C. Crosthwaite, explaining that the electronic solvent would be released in several flavors, including paint, glue, and blue raspberry. Quote, "Not only is the euphoric lightheadedness unmatched, our e-solvent is also as much as 5 times healthier for you than inhalants found in traditional spray paint canisters. All the benefits of aerosol fumes without any of the harmful chemicals." At press time, confused advocacy groups were reportedly too disoriented from visual and auditory hallucinations to bring a lawsuit against Juul for its e-solvents. Next, NASA warns Space Hawk has swooped in and picked up Earth for nest. Sounding the alarm that a cosmic bird of prey had clamped its talons onto the planet, NASA warned Thursday that a Space Hawk had swooped in and picked up the Earth for its nest of hungry space chicks. Quote, "We are on high alert after our satellite imaging confirmed that a quite sizable space hawk has in fact descended on Earth and carried it off with the intention of feeding our planet to its interstellar hatchlings," said NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who explained that the Space Hawk had used its keen extrasolar vision to pinpoint Earth's blue seas from hundreds of light years away, allowing the Cosmic Raptor to pluck our rocky planet right from its orbit. Quote, "Given the evidence we've obtained from observing distant exoplanets, the Space Hawk will first tear apart the Earth and give bite-sized pieces of our home world to its young. We do not have long before we are devoured and used as sustenance for the next generation of galactic apex predators." At press time, a supernova had reportedly frightened the Space Hawk, causing it to drop Earth into a black hole. Next, millions dead after God accidentally drops a sea unit out of heaven. Despite the deity swearing he had secured, quote, "that piece of shit" properly, millions were confirmed dead Friday after God, our Heavenly Father, accidentally dropped his air conditioning unit out of heaven. Quote, "Oh fuck, I don't know what happened. One minute I'm trying to prop up the AC, and the next it's hurtling towards Earth," said the Lord our God, divine creator and ruler of the universe, adding that he had wedged a 2x4 under the AC unit, but it nonetheless tumbled out of his hands and plummeted from his third-floor walk-up, which is located approximately 300 light-years above the planet. Quote, "Oof, that cannot be good. I yelled, 'Watch out,' but I'm not sure anyone in North America heard. Why didn't I just hire a task rabbit for this shit? This is exactly how the dinosaurs died." At press time, the Supreme Being could be overheard crying and begging to keep his security deposit after his landlord learned he had damaged the AC unit. Next in local news, Disney wedding kid-free. Saying the couple wanted to minimize disruptions while they celebrated their love of American animation and each other. Area bride Rachel Da Silva told reporters Friday that her Disney wedding would be kid-free. Quote, "Josh and I are so excited to tie the knot here with Mickey, Minnie, and all our friends and family in attendance. And we decided the big day would be even more magical if parents left their little ones at home," said Da Silva, 31, as projections of Cinderella and Nemo danced upon hanging panels around the venue and illuminated her bridal gown, modeled after Elsa's dress from Frozen. Quote, "We want our entry into a whole new world of marriage to be center stage, and excitable kiddos run the risk of interrupting the Little Mermaid soundtrack sing-along or tripping Goofy as he walks me down the aisle. We love everyone's wonderful families so much, but unfortunately, our Disney wedding just isn't able to accommodate children." According to witnesses, the mother of the bride, dressed as Cruella, and the groomsmen, dressed as the Seven Dwarfs, then began distributing complimentary mouse ears that the fully adult guests, each person at a minimum 2 decades older than the Disney Entertainment's intended viewership, were required to wear during the Aladdin-themed vows. And that concludes this week's broadcast of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. Once again, I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please come back next week for more news. And until then, take care.